Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, if you're one of those organized, forward-thinking types, you've probably set your annual goals, made your New Year's resolutions, budgeted your 2011 salary, and done a year's worth of meal plans. Now you can even plan your telewatching for the new year, thanks to the help of Mark Hadley. He's here to give us a bit of insight as to what's ahead. And the incredibly organized one himself is right here in the studio.
Oh, yes, mate. I've actually already set my DVR for 2011. I'm even programming for January 2012.
Well, I know there's a few on this list that you're not going to be programming for, so we'll get to those in a second. The good, the bad, and the ugly of 2011 television is what we're talking about tonight. Let's start on the good. Then we'll work on the ones that we can, you know, let go of.
You can stay away from.
Now, the good, Conviction Kitchen. Tell me about that.
Yeah, look, in a nutshell, we're mad about kitchen programs still, it seems, for 2011. And this one, Conviction Kitchen, is almost impossible to say, but it might actually make some decent television. It's basically a take on Chef Ian Curley's idea of a program where you take hardened criminals and you put them in a kitchen and you let them learn the skills and see what it does to their character. And look, you might remember Jamie's Kitchen a couple of years back did that with kids who were finding trouble getting jobs. This seems like another good idea. So that sums up for me.
Kind of bringing kitchen duties and social change together.
So yeah. Responsible thinking and responsible lives.
Interesting. Angry Boys.
Oh, look, you can't go wrong. I don't know how to say. Chris Lilley is probably the premier comedian in Australia today. He's really a satirist. So you probably know his work from Summer Heights High and We Can Be Heroes. Angry Boys is his take on what it's like to grow up male in Australia and how we should be growing up. Now, he's bringing back in some, you know, Phil Olivetti is this sort of failed Australian of the Year character who was in We Can Be Heroes, and Jame King, who's been in the last two series. So they're back, but I'm just thoroughly interested to see what he does with satire and growing up male in Australia. I think that's going to be really worth watching because there's always a little prod underneath every laugh.
Well, I did love the other two series, so I'm going to be looking forward to that. Now, this one really intrigues me. Judith Lucy's Spiritual Journey. Now, of all people, Judith Lucy, quite sharp-tongued, etc. What's this about?
Look, I think when people get older, they start to realise that some things, though funny and worth laughing about, actually have some real pathos underneath them, something that you really want to investigate. And Judith Lucy is reaching that sort of stage of comedy where, you know, she wants to do more than just a wisecrack. Now, some comedians sadly never get there, but I'm really looking forward to Judith Lucy's spiritual journey. She was, for many years, she's been a self-confessed atheist, and recently she's come out to say that actually she's not satisfied with atheism and that she's trying to find something to believe in. And so she's made a television story about it. Now, personally, there's always a bit of a, oh, gee, how's this going to go? Because comedians making jokes about something that is not terribly funny, I mean, it's serious. I mean, eternal life, you can't really get a more sobering topic. But that said, when John Safran did it, in John Safran vs.
God. I was just going to say, John Safran, you know, did his version, which was kind of strange in the end, because in the end he was supposedly exorcised of demons and whole lot.
And became converted to sort of charismatic Christianity. Yeah, look, I think that was probably a John Safran stunt. That said, what John Safran did is he didn't let anyone off the hook. So even though he took a bit of a stick to certain brands of Christianity and we sort of like probably winced over our wounds, the truth is he took the same stick to atheism. He took the same stick to agnosticism. He said, look, what excuse for not knowing? You know, and Judith Lucy, I think, is in the position to try and investigate these things, take a sharp mind and apply them. And I can't wait.
Neither can I. And it sounds very much like open house material. We might be putting some calls through to Judith Lucy's mobile. Okay, that's the good, the bad. What are we steering away from?
Okay, well, listen, I put a question mark over bad, mainly because it's pretty hard to tell how some programs are going to go. Now, there is the usual rash of cop dramas coming out from the United States. So Channel 10 seems to be leading the charge there with The Defenders and Blue Blood. Is starting up. Hawaii Five-O started last week, and look, I said, is this going to be rubbish? And I've got to say, you've got to watch at least one episode of Hawaii Five-O because this is scripting genius. I have never seen so many cliches so seamlessly knitted together. It's incredible. I laughed for a full hour, and I had a wonderful time. You know, it's just so, if you want to have a really, if you just pretend that you're actually watching satire, you will have a hoot. So watch Hawaii Five-O. Winners and Losers is coming out for Channel 7. Now, that's a drama. So look, Channel 7's had a lot of success with Pack the Rafters, the same production people are bringing out Winners and Losers. I'm kind of interested. It's about a reunion. Now, we've all had that sort of cringeworthy moment where we've probably got together with people, maybe organised or unorganised, 10 years on from high school or 20 years or something like that. And the conversation goes around, what are you doing now? And sometimes people are justifying what they own or who they're married to or how many kids they have. It seems to be a race. So a bunch of girls get together after 10 years after high school and they reconnect. They were friends at high school. They're trying to work out their relationship now. For me, this could be really interesting. Or it could be really bad. It could be great because we could be looking at what sort of things really make life worthwhile and where happiness actually comes from. Or it could turn into the secret life of us and who's sleeping with who. So, I mean, personally, good, bad. But I tell you, I have no troubles about the ugly.
Yeah.
Channel 9, in the race to the bottom, we have yet another series of Underbelly coming out.
Okay.
So we've suffered through Underbelly.
Is this 17? Is it number 17 or something? What are we up to now?
We're up to number 4. This is the 4th series, and we're really scraping the bottom. Underbelly, Underbelly, A Tale of Two Cities. Then we had Underbelly, The Golden Mile. And now we have Underbelly, Razor. Now, I am not a fan of bagging programs without seeing anything. But based on track record and the ratings that Nine has earned from that, and this being the big feature program for their year, I honestly think you just give Underbelly Razor a steer away. Mm-hmm. It's set in the 1920s about the razor gangs of the period and the two female matriarchs who control prostitution at the time. You can be guaranteed of you know, illicit sex and all sorts of things masquerading as history.
Well, that's right. Exactly. It's just an opportunity, really, isn't it, to throw that kind of stuff onto the screen. Okay, so we'll leave Underbelly for the time being. We'll leave Winners and Losers, Hawaii Five-O. But how about we have a look at Angry Boys, Conviction Kitchen, and indeed Judith Lucy's spiritual journey.
Absolutely. Look, rack them up, watch them come out. I'll be reminding you as they come out during the year. Look forward to it.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Mark Hadley, our TV critic. You can find more of his work at openhouseonline.com.au and markahadley.com.au.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.